One of the primary chiyuvim on each and every yantif is the mitzvah of simcha. And this is discussed in the Gemara Masechet Adah Kuftes Samad Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that chayiv olam nesameach bano b'bnei beiso b'regel sheneemar b'samachta b'chagecha. The Gemara continues and quotes the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir that tells us that there's a difference between the quality of simcha b'zman shebeis samikdash kayam as opposed to b'zman hazeh. B'zman shebeis samikdash kayam ein simcha ela b'basa. In Pashav Shad in the Gemara, it's a reference to Achila Sakarbanos. And therefore, Avinu ben Beseir quotes the pasuk of Zavachta Shlomin v'Akal Tashon v'Samachta Lifnei Hashem Lokecha. So therefore, Mika Hadin Daraisa v'Zman Shebeis Samikdash Kayam, Simcha is expressed by being Ola Regal and offering Kabbalahs. V'Zman She'ein Beis Samikdash Kayam, then Avinu ben Beseir tells us that Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So therefore, Pashav Shad, two different tracks, V'Zman Shebeis Samikdash Kayam v'Sar HaKarbanos, the Zman Hazeh is Shar Mine Smachos. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantiv is the one who writes that Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, a phrase that we're very familiar with, right? And that is difficult. Boshav Shat in the Gemara, it would appear that these are two different options. Basar means Besar HaKarbanos. The Zman Hazeh, Simcha is V'Yayin. In fact, if you look at the very end of Hilchos Yantiv, in Tavkul Chavdes, the Mechaber just simply writes that Simcha is the Ayin. The Mechaber does not write Basa, because Basa, midin the Gemara, is referring to Bisar HaKarbanos. The fact that Meikar Hadin Daraisa, Simcha means Bisar HaKarbanos, is clear, because after all, the essence, the definition of Simcha, is V'Samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Simcha means a person who is Bifnei Hashem. And therefore, certainly it's not coincidental that when there is a mitzvah of simcha, there's a chiyuv of aliyah l'regel, because the person finds himself bifnei Hashem. The Gemara even comments, that when it comes, for example, to a Kohen Gadol does not experience nihugei avelos. Why is that true? The phrase of the Gemara is because, after all, a Kohen Gadol b'regel is ki Yisrael b'shar yemos hashanah. What exactly does that mean? The Kohen Gadol, each and every day, it's as though he experiences a yantiv. Hoshem Shat as follows, that the essence of simcha, which is so servelos, is the experience of being lifnei Hashem. For us, that experience of lifnei Hashem is expressed on Shalosh Regalim, when there's a chiyuv of aliyah l'regel. A Kohen Gadol, as the Rambam writes, every day finds himself in Beis HaMikdash. Each day the Kohen Gadol offers, or at least on his behalf, there is the Minchas Chavitin, and therefore if a Kohen Gadol always is B'Mikdash, always Bifnei Hashem, so therefore it's impossible to have the standard Nehugi Avelus, and Pashub Shat, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, that is considered to be Ki Yisrael, B'Shar Yimos Hashem. So therefore you understand very well that the Ikar Hadin, the Mitzvah Mubchar, no doubt, is to be able to be Ola Regel, to be Bifnei Hashem. But what about the Zman Hazeh, when Rabbi Ben Beseir says that Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin? Is that a Din Daraisa, or is that only a Mitzvah Drabanan? And this is a fundamental Machlokas Rishon. That Rambam that I mentioned in Perek Vav, of Hilchos Yantiv, Halachi Yitzayin, through Halachi Yites, it is clear from the Rambam that even the Zman Hazeh, there is a Mitzvah Daraisa of Simcha. The Rambam tells us that Simcha applies B'Shiva Simei HaPesach, Shmona Simei HaChag, in Shar Yomim Tovim. And the Rambam writes, V'yesh b'chlal oso simcha, l'smoach hu u'banu v'b'nei beiso, kol echad v'echad karayelo. Part of this mitzvah is to be mesameach the members of the household, each one in an appropriate way. And therefore the Rambam writes, you provide the children with the things that they enjoy, v'hanashim kon lehem v'gadim u'tachshitin na'im. When it comes to anashim, ochlin basar v'shosin yayim. The fact that the Rambam writes that yesh bichlal oso simcha seems to indicate that this is true daraisa. This is not simply a din derabanan. And the Rambam even continues and writes more explicitly that afal pi shachilu ushtia b'moados bichlal mitzvah sasei, as in Kurdish. Even though achila in shtia, even bizman hazeh, is part of the mitzvah, nonetheless the Rambam writes l'yia ocha b'shosa kolim kulam. Don't make the mistake and spend your entire day eating and drinking. That's what the Rambam describes it as a simchas kresa. You're satisfying your stomach, the Rambam writes. You're not satisfying the ideal of simcha. But the Rambam is informed that even achila in shtia is bichlal mitzvah saseya b'samachta b'chagecha. This is also found in the Ran, in the Sefer Sukkah, and the Aleph and Aleph, in Dapei Harif, where the Ran points out that certainly the need for Bisar HaKarbanos is only a mitzvah min hamukhar, avolo la'ake. And certainly Shar Mini Smachos are true midaraisa as well. This is against the Sheet of Tosos. Because Tosos explains, and why cutting off Yidal Mabeis, that midaraisa, it is vital to be able to go to Beis Hamikdash and offer karbanos. And Shar Mini Smachos b'zman hazeh is only a din derabanan. And Tosos makes this comment in the Gemara why cutting off Yidal Mabeis, where the Gemara discusses that what if tragically a person loses a karov and becomes an avil on Yantif. So how is it that a person can balance the mitzvah of simcha with the nihuge avelos? So the Gemara tells us the following, that avel, eino noheg avigusu v'regel, that there's no avelos on yantif itself, the yantif will only begin after that is true. Why? Because the asi, mitzvah derabim v'dochi, mitzvah diyochid. Because the mitzvah of simcha derabim takes precedence over the mitzvah diyochid of avelos. Interesting. The Gemara does not write that the reason Simcha takes precedence over Avelus is because Simcha is Daraisa, Avelus is Drabana. The Gemara says the difference between Simcha versus Avelus is Simcha is Rabin, Avelus is Yochid. So how do you understand that fact? That the Gemara doesn't mention Daraisa and Drabana, but rather Rabin versus Yochid. So one possibility to understand the Gemara is very simply, both are Daraisa. Simcha is Daraisa, Avelus is Daraisa, and that's why the Gemara writes the fact that Simcha takes precedence over Avelus is because one is Rabbi, one is Yachid, and both in fact are Daraisa. That is the Rambam Shita. We mentioned the Rambam Paragvah of Husyantif that Simcha Bisman Hazeh is Daraisa. The Rambam in the beginning of Tokos Avelus as well, the Rambam writes that Avelus is Daraisa. And therefore the Rambam Shita, Avelus is Daraisa, Simcha is Daraisa, and therefore the Gemara says, how do you know which takes precedence over the other? The Rambam writes it is Rabbim versus Yochid. That's clear from the Rambam at the very beginning of Tokos Avelus as well as in Perakei Halakha Aleph of Tokos Avelus as well. So therefore, according to the Rambam Shita, both are Daraisa. But Tosus disagrees. Tosus maintains that Avelus is only Darabana. And therefore, why is it that the Gemara writes that Simcha takes precedence over Avelus, Rabbi versus Yachid? Maybe the Gemara could have said more. That Simcha is Daraisa, and Avelus is only the Rabbanon. So therefore, Tosus comments, and we cut in the Yidal and Mabeis, that Enochinami, Simcha bizman hazeh also, is only the Rabbanon. Both are Drabanan. So according to the Rambam, both are Daraisa. According to Tosos, both are Drabanan. And they understand the Gemara that the sole difference between them is Rabin versus Yachid. So everyone agrees that Avdal Eino Noa Gavidus Sobereh. Is there any Nafkamina? For they're both are Daraisa, both are Drabanan. So if you look in the Rush, in Moikotin Perak Gimel, in Simen Gimel, the Rush quotes the sheet of Halachos Gedolos. There should be a world of difference as to whether these are both chiyuvim daraisa or whether they are chiyuvim derabanan. And that difference is what happens on the last day of Yantin. The Gemara tells us in Beis and Avraham and Aleph that kfuras hameis can occur on Yantif if it's Yantif Rishon, it's done ayyidin avdin. If it's in Yantif Shenu, then yisasku by Yisrael. It can even be done ayyidin Yisrael. What happens to avelus? Assuming, let's say, that the kfura was on the last day of Yantif. The last day of Yantif is only Drabanan, Minagavosein of Yadena, the Sukkah Beitz and Dav Gimel. So now you have Yantif, which is only Drabanan, juxtaposed against Avelus. So the Rosh quotes Halachos Gedolos is arguing as follows. Well, look, if you assume that Avelus is only Drabanan, so even on Yantif Afron, you will still have Simcha Drabanan, Avelus Drabanan, the mitzvah, the rabbim of Simcha, taking precedence over the mitzvah, the yachid of Avelus. But if you assume, as the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of the Gaonim, the sheet of the Bahar, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so now you have Avelus Daraisa, but Simcha certainly is only Drabanan. No Yantif Shinish Shogolios is only Drabanan. So here the Halachas Gedolos writes that there will be Avelus. But man, Dvaramamurim, that one could argue that Simcha takes precedence over Avelus because of Rabbim, that's assuming they're both equal. Equal Daraisa, equal Drabanan. But if simcha is only derabbanan and avelus is daraisa, so in such a case, certainly the chiyuv avelus will take precedence over any aspect of simcha, and that is the kiddush of halachos gedolos, that in that particular case, there certainly is avelus even on yantif. If you look in Tosus elsewhere, Tosus disagrees with the halachos gedolos for a very different reason. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Nachmem Zayin Rebeis, the story of Rabbi Eliezer, Nechnas Abeis HaKnesses Lo Matzah Ba'asar. Rabbi Eliezer came to Shul, right, there was no minion that was present, Shifcher Avdala Hashlim Ol Asar, it was Meshacher his Eved, in order to allow the Eved to be counted for the minion. The Gemara asks the following, how could Rabbi Eliezer do so? After all, kol hamashachar avdo over ve'esei, you violate the issa daraisa of la'olam behem ta'avodu. The Gemara answers that mitzvah shami. Mitzvah shami. Rabbi Eliezer was doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, and that's it. This sugya appears twice in Shas, right, in Brachos Mem Zayin, and the Gemara in Gitna Daf Lamaches. In Gitna Daf Lamaches, the Gemara ends there. The Gemara Brachos Nachmem Zayin raises the following kasha, meaning mitzvah shami. The Gemara says, mitzvah b'aveira. But you're violating an iser to perform a mitzvah. Isn't that exactly mitzvah b'aveira? The Gemara answers, mitzvah d'rabim shami. So the Gemara Brachos has an additional shakla v'tariya. Mitzvah b'aveira, mitzvah d'rabim, that is not present at all, and that's sugim gitna daf lamaches. So Tosus writes, in Brachos Mem Zayin Beis Ramas Mitzvah, Mikan Koshel Halachos Gedolos. This Gemara is against the Baha. Why is that true? Being Meshachar and Eved, there's an Issa D'Araisa, Lola Mem Tavodu. The need for a minion, Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tosus writes, that's not D'Araisa. That Chiyuv at most is D'Rabbanan. And yet, what does the Gemara answer? Mitzvah derabim shani. So Tosa says, this is a very great kiddush, that a mitzvah derabim derabanan can take precedence over a mitzvah diyach daraisa. Adkadekach. And therefore Tosa writes, even if you should maintain the shita halachos gedolos, that avelus is daraisa, but still there's no avelus on yantif achram. Because even if Yantif Achron is only Darabanan, but it's a mitzvah Darabim, Simcha. And a mitzvah Darabim, Darabanan, can take precedence over a mitzvah Diyachid, Daraisim. So one could disagree with the Bahag for two reasons. Number one is you could argue Avelus is Darabanan. Number two, you could argue good Avelus is Daraisim. But a mitzvah Darabim, Darabanan, can take precedence over a mitzvah Diyachid, Daraisim. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos and Brachos, Mikan Kasha, Lahalachos Gedolos. How do you understand then the Chiddush of the Halachos Gedolos? So if you look in the Ran in Gittin, the Ran is found, Rachim Dan Begumar Daf Lamaches, the Ran is in Daf Chof, Mudbeis, and Daf Eirid. The Ran understands the Gemara in a very different way. Tosfos understands the Gemara as follows. But you know what? You're faced with two contradictory chiyuvim. On the one hand, you have a mitzvah derabim. On the other hand, you have an isra being meshachar the eved. And it's a question was, which one is docha the other? And the answer is that for the purpose of a mitzvah derabim, one can violate even an isra daraisa. The Ran writes that that's not what the Gemara means. The Ran writes a very great Yiddish. The Ran compares the isra of the olam tavodu, the isra esid, the meshachar eved, to the lava lo sechane. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Chach has various drashos of lo sechane. One is that one is not allowed to give, right, an akum im matnas inam, a matnas inam, lo sechane. But the Ran writes as follows. Let's assume, for example, I'm giving something to the guy, but not as a matnas inam. Let's assume, for example, I'm doing it because of my own self-interest. That I want to motivate the Nachri to be able to accommodate me, and therefore I offer him something. That's not called losachane. Let's assume, for example, I want to perform a mitzvah. And therefore, I give something to a guy to facilitate that. That's not called losachane. That is not called a matnasinam. The great chiddush that the Ran writes is the following. What is true of losachane is also true of Olam ben Tamud. A person is not allowed to be meshacher in Eved in that sense. Bechinam, shalom etzarech. A person is doing out of conviction that one should not have an Eved Nami. But if a person is doing so for selfish reasons, or a person is doing so because lahalacha it is necessary, you don't violate the Isser at all of the Olam ben Tamud. That is outside of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. It's not that there's a mitzvah, there's an iser, and I have to assess what is the hierarchy. Which one takes precedence over the other? If a person is doing something with Zorah mitzvah, so in such a case that is not considered to be la'olam b'hem tavodu. And therefore, the Ran writes that kevan dika mitzvah, since there was a mitzvah, Rabbi Elazar was doing so with Zorah mitzvah, lav mi shum chanine dinu kavim. And therefore, it was Litzorech, and therefore, it is considered to be that which is outside of the realm of Yisra whatsoever. According to the Kiddush of the Ran, there's no makar to demonstrate that a mitzvah derabin derabanan takes precedence over a mitzvah yachid araisa. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that in terms of defia. The Gemara means to say that ki hai gavna, there is no iser at all, even beyond hutra. This is not within the Gedar Yisr. And that is why Rabbi Eliezer was allowed to go ahead and to do so. That's the Kiddush of the Ran. If you look, however, in Tur Yevin, this Tur Yevin is found at the Pirush Shagasari and Chagigan Daf Beis Amud Bein. Because the sugi appears, right, this concept there as well. The Tur Yevin raises the following kasha against the Ran. The Ran is found in Gittin. You know, if you have the gears of the Gemara in Gittin, everything's good. No? Because after all, I mentioned, the Gemara says, how is it Rav Elazar Shachar Zemet? What was the answer? The Gemara says that no, he was doing so Litzarach Mitzvah. The Esuki ends there. Very good. Litzarach Mitzvah is not Begeder HaYisr. Very good. But the Tur Yevin writes, how does that fit with the Sugi and Brachos? The Gemara asks the new kasha. Isn't this a Mitzvah Bavi Aver? What do you mean Mitzvah Bavi Aver? See, if you argue that there is a mitzvah and there is an avera, I understand. Violating an iser in order to accommodate the mitzvah, that's called mitzvah of avera. And what is the Gemara answer? Mitzvah derabim shani. Wait a second. No? According to the Ran, how do you understand that kasha and teretz of the Gemara? This is not a mitzvah of avera. We just got through saying that there is no avera. It's not that I'm justifying what is in Isser Lav. There is no Isser under these conditions. So according to the Ran, simply, how do you understand that? Come on, Brachos. This is what the Tur Yevin deals with at length. Very briefly, this is a kasha that you find in Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tzadik, in Sivkat and Lamed, the Magen Avraham writes that the Gemara Brachos is against the Kiddush of the Ran. Because the Gemara calls this, and it's above Avera. And the Gemara doesn't answer ridiculous. No, that this is not an Avera. The Gemara says, you're right, but somehow, mitzvah derabim shani. If you look in the back of the Tur Yevin, they have the Hagos of the Imri Baruch, or Baruch Frankel. And here in Chagigan Daf Beis, he says that Parshat Shat in the Gemara, according to the Ran, is as follows. The Ran is correct. That if a person does something with Tzorech mitzvah, since it is with Tzorech, that's not called being Meshachar and Eved Bechinam, and therefore it's not within the Geder Yisr. So what does the Gemara say? Mitzvah Bavavera, Mitzvah Rav Mashani? So the Baruch says very simply, the Kavanah Sa Gemara is as follows. What was the Tzorech? What was the Tzorech? You're right. If I'm going to be Meshachar and Eved the Tzorech, so in such a case, there's no Yisr of Lomem Tavod. What is the Tzorech? What is the Tzorech? See, here he suggests the following image. What do you mean, what is the tzorech? The tzorech is a mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur. You know what the Gemara asks? Mitzvah of it. Wait a second. Why is that such a compelling tzorech? After all, what's the starting point? There's an iser to meshachar an eved. But you can override that if it's a tzorech mitzvah. Yeah, well, wait a second. Either way you turn, if you wouldn't be Meshachar Eved, there's a mitzvah of Lomem Tavodim. If you're Meshachar Eved, there's a mitzvah Tzibur. Why is that considered to be a Tzorech? See, I understand if one side is there's a mitzvah, another side is it's neutral, but it's a dvar reshus, a mitzvah is considered to be a tzarech. But if there either option is a mitzvah, not being meshachar and eved is the mitzvah on the mitavodu. Being meshachar and eved is a mitzvah of tefillah. Why do you call that the tzarech? What have you gained? You've gained a mitzvah. If you wouldn't do anything, you'd also have the mitzvah lola mem tavodu. Why is that called a gain? I'm doing so not for selfish reasons. I'm doing so the tzarech. Why is it even called the tzarech? If you'll sit back and you'll do nothing, there also is a mitzvah lola mem tavodu. Unless you can demonstrate that the coming mitzvah outweighs. That is called the tzarech. If I can demonstrate true, there are two mitzvahs, but one is a mitzvah rabba. So you know what? Now that becomes a tzarech. And now you can be meshachar the eved. That is how Rabbi Frankel writes, the Rambam understand the Gemara. You're right, in theory, gemalim. Now that if you're being meshachar and eved with tzarech mitzvah, I would say that that's absolutely allowed. But how do you know that that isn't called the tzarech mitzvah if by the sheva chasa, sitting back and doing nothing, you're also being mekayem mitzvah? The answer is that no, this new mitzvah outweighs. Why does it outweigh? That's exactly what the Gemara says, that mitzvah derabim shani. Well, if it's a mitzvah derabim, that is considered to be the tzarech, as opposed to a personal mitzvah. Do you think? That's the Chiddush. That's how the Rebbe Baruch writes, the Rambam would understand that particular Gemara. You know, the Rush, right, of that Gemara, we'll have to discuss this before Purim, but the Rush writes in one line that, and don't tell me that this was a mitzvah deraisa. When will it be a mitzvah deraisa? Parsha Zohar. Where it's necessary to have a kriya deraisa. Because the Rush just simply writes that the Gemara should have said so. Right? The Gemara should have left out that fact that Rabbi Eliezer's case was not a typical case. It was the Kriya of Parsha Zohar. Right? What you see, according to that Rush, is a very interesting Chiddush. Right? And that is that apparently not only is a Kri mitoch haksav necessary midaraisa for Parsha Zohar, but the sheet of the Rush is Tzibur is necessary midaraisa. You can lay, right, mitoch haksav without a Tzibur. The need for a minyan apparently was a din that makes. So that's a very great chiddush. We know the Tosos in the Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis and in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where Tosos writes that the kriya parsha zocher is daraisa. The Tosos doesn't say you need a kriya b'tzibur daraisa. This is the chiddush of the Rosh Hashita that the need for a minyan would be daraisa. And if it would have been talking about parsha zocher in such a case, well, of course, then it's a daraisa versus a daraisa. But it's not mistaber to assume that that in fact is the case. How do you understand the teretz of the Gemara? When the Gemara tells us, mitzvah derabim shani, how do you understand that that in fact is the case? So here you find possibilities in the Rishonim. When you look in Tosos, in Pesachim, that Nun Tesam Rale, Tosos assumes a very great Kiddush. Here the Gemara discusses the following issue. A person, for example, comes to make the shofar karban. So of course, the kohanim will gladly accept his karban. What happens if the person comes a little bit late? It's still day, but it was already after the karban tamid shoben arbayim was offered. That's a problem. No. After all, the pasuk of mehikta chelvei hashlamim, alea hashlem kol karbanos kulo. That's called the essay de hashlama. And that is that all the karbanos have to be sandwiched in between the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. You can't go ahead and bring other karbanos after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So if this guy shows up with his particular karban, hey, it's Mechusa Kippurim, it's necessary to bring a karban to become Tahar, but he came late in the afternoon, it was ready after the Zman HaKarablach, that's when we'll say, come back tomorrow morning. Right now it's too late. What happens if this occurred on Erev Pesach? In order to be able to partake of Karban Pesach, he must offer this carbon right now. So on the one hand, accepting this carbon is a violation of the Essay to Hashlam, also an Isser Essay. On the other hand, failure to do so, he will not be able to partake of Karban Pesach. So what exactly do you do? So the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush, that no, that we will allow the Kohanim to accept his karban, to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, which is a mitzvah rabbah, it's an esei sheish bakares, even at the expense of the esei dashlam. So how exactly does that work? On what basis? I feel bad for the guy. But how is it that you allow the violation of the esei dashlama to accommodate the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So Tosfos writes a very great chiddush. Look, we have a principle of esei dashlama. That's not so unusual. Very often, a person can fulfill a mitzvah esei, even if by doing so, it entails an esei lav. Kelayim and tzitzis. The sugi in Shabbos Kuklam and Gimel. One has a negat saras from Makom Mila. So as part of the Maisa Mila, the negat saras, the Rambam writes, that's a classic case of esei dashlama esei. The Esei of Mila is doche the Isra of Yishomer ben Gatzaras. What's the difficulty? What's the difference between Esei Ochalos Asei as opposed to Mitzvah Babi Avera? Isn't that exactly Mitzvah Babi Avera? A person is violating an Isra in order to accommodate a Mitzvah. So when do you assume, great, Esei Ochalos Asei, when do you assume it's considered to be a Mitzvah Babi Avera? So the Gemara often comments that the difference is one word, bi'idna, bi'idna. No, that's what the Gemara writes, the base of the Zayin Mabez, bi'idna. Mitzvah ba'bavera means I will violate an Isser now in order to subsequently fulfill a mitzvah sasei. The Gemara says, that's not a sigil chalos sasei. That's a mitzvah ba'bavera. If, however, it's simultaneous, at the moment that you remove the negat saras, that is the maisa mila. At the time that you're violating the isra of shatnas, that is the ki mitzvah tzitzis. Be'idna the misakar halav kamukim la'esei. Be'idna is necessary. That Gemara is commenting in the case of Kisui Adam. A person did a maisa shchita and yantif, and all of a sudden he realizes that he didn't prepare dirt in order to matas the dam. Would you allow a person to do a malacha, to access the dirt, to mechas the dam? The Gemara says, of course not. The Gemara says two very good reasons. Number one, it's not be'idna. It's not be'idna. You're going to violate an isra chili yantif now in order to do kisi hadam. And further, the Gemara says that yantif is lav ad an essay, and ein esei dochalos esei ve'essay. Esei dochalos esei always requires be'idna. Tosfos takes that be'idna, right, very, very literally. Right? But Tosfos writes, whenever it comes to any isurei bia, Tosfos writes, for example, in Gittendach Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, why don't you assume that the mitzvah peruvu could be doche desa? A similar case, in the Shachar Neve, the Gemara says, if you have a chatzi and a chatzi mechorin, kochenes rabba l'shachar. He forced that on to be Mishachar then. Why? Because like, this guy is in a predicament. He's a chatzi of a chatzi ben chorin. He can't marry anyone. He can't marry a shipka. He can't marry a bas yisrael. So what in the world should he do? He batel. Don't do anything. The mission is unbelievably dramatic. The world was created for the purpose of approval. So therefore, you have to do something. So that's what the mission says, kofnis rabba l'shachar. So Tosfos says the following, why don't you rely on the idna? Why don't you rely on it? Esei dochalos esei. Let the mitzvah peruvu be doche, the isra which is involved, the isra of liya kadesh, or siya kadesha, achatzi v'chatzi v'chor, neither marrying a shivchor abas yisrael. So Tosfos says it's not b'idna. It's a very great chiddush. Tosfos says, why is it not b'idna? This is what we discussed earlier about maisa bia, because Tosfos writes the following chiddush. Then when do you violate the isra? B'tchilas bia. Tchilas v'yam. Arayel sir violated b'tchilas v'yam. And what is the maisa mitzvah peruvu? Not tchilas v'yam, only gemar v'yam. Tosfos already said that's not called v'yam. Since, right, at the moment, the instant, the second that you violate the avera, there's no mitzvah, you can't call that v'yam. That's a very great chiddush. See, the Gemara says v'yam in the case I mentioned, like Kisi Adam. That's not v'yam. Now, I'm going to go ahead and violate malacha to dig dirt. And then at some later point, I'm going to throw it over down. That's mamish, not bidna. Here, it's a single maisa bi. It's mamish, maisa echad. You can't have a gemar bi without a tchilas mi'a. Even that Tosos says is not called bidna. This is, again, something look in the back of the gemara, it's got piskei Tosos. The piskei Tosos in Zvachim of Samach Tes that disagrees. And piskei Tosos writes, whenever you have such a case that's seamless, A requires me, it's my sefer, that al-pidin is called bi'idna. You can't argue that digging dirt is the beginning of the kisei hadam, that's the tchilas ha-mitzvah, of course not. But here, of course, you know, the tchilas mitzvah is b'chlal ha-mitzvah. It's all my sefer, that al-pidin is called bi'idna. But we'll see that example, that's a critical example, again, where the Gemara says, this point of being mashafer and effet. So normally, if something is not bidna, you can't say yesed ochalosa, say that's mitzvah l'abameira. So how can these kohanim accept his karmachusa kippurim now to allow him to partake of Kurban Pesach later? That's not yesed ochalosa, say. That should be mitzvah l'abameira. You know if the Gemara answers? Huh, Kurban Pesach is a mitzvah ram. That's a very important mitzvah. That's nesei shush bokaris. What exactly does that mean? So Tosus writes, there in Safan Dachnun Tessam Aleph, that if you can demonstrate that mitzvah A is a mitzvah rabba, you don't need be'idna. That's Tosus' finish. We will allow you to utilize the vehicle of Esed Ochalos HaSeh, even though it's not be'idna. In Kisui Adam, what are you going to argue? Kisui Adam is so important, it overrides Yantif. That you can't say. But here I can demonstrate that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach should override Vesei Dachshlama, and if you can demonstrate that that's true, that mitzvah too is a mitzvah derabim, a mitzvah rabba, then you can apply the principle of Vesei Dachshlama, even though it's not bidna. Well, that's the Chiddush of Tosos and Daf Nun Tes. Very, very Chiddush. And then Tosos concludes and says, you know what? That's the case of Rabbi Eliezer, who is Meshacher his Emet. That's how Tosus reads the Gemara. Being Meshach and Evet is an Isser, and it's not Be'idna. You're going to feed Evet now, and then we're going to have a Tefillah B'tzibur. What are you going to argue? The Mitzvah's Tefillah begins with the Shichar Evet. That's not Be'idna. So you know what the Gemara answers? Mitzvah D'Rabim Shayim. If it's a Mitzvah D'Rabim or a Mitzvah Rabba, you don't require Be'idna for Esi Nechalos HaSeh. That's a very great Hiddush. That Mishnah. Yevachatzi, yevachatzi ben chorim. So, Kohen is from the Shachar. Wait a second. How does that work? You know what Tosa says? Esei docholos esei. The essay of Pruvu is dochen isur of olam tovod. What's the problem? It's not bidna. I'm freeing an ebed now, and then Pruvu later, it's not bidna. So, what is Tosa's chiddush? No, you can apply. As long as you can demonstrate that mitzvah 2 is very potent, no? And then you know what Tosa says? And that's the drama of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah, what does it tell us? Get mem aleph. Right? Lo nivra olam ela shem peri avrivya. Shenem lo somi yasev shetar. This is why the world was created. This is such an important... Why does the Mishnah have to tell you this? Right? Why is that so relevant? That's the answer that Tosa writes. It's fully relevant. Because if you can't demonstrate that this is a mitzvah rabba, you wouldn't allow for an esed ochalos HaSeh if it's not be'idna. So, Karban Pesach is clear, yesh bokares, but here you didn't prove, oh, I don't know if that's true, that's why the Mishnah has to go ahead and show you, no, this reigns. And Tosfos writes, that's why the Mishnah doesn't quote the Pasuk of Puruhu. It quotes the Pasuk of Losorah Shemes Yitzara. What do you have to call the Pasuk of Shemes for? You know what the answer is? Because that Pasuk is the Pasuk that tells you how important the mitzvah is. Puruhu tells you it's a mitzvah. Losorah Shemes Yitzara means this is why we are here. So therefore that constitutes, right, a mitzvah rabba that you can apply the principle of Esed Ochalos HaSeh, right, even that particular case. Right? That's an important chiddush that you can allow for an Esed Ochalos HaSeh. Right, even if it is not considered to be that which is be'idna. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the final days, you have a similar case as well. The Gemara says, for the mitzvah of shofar, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, in Madril Alas Nakhum, in Mefachim Esagal, Lo Olam Be'ila, Lo Rochan Agami Behema. For the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, you can't buy the Nisun. The Gemara says, why is it true? Because even though the mitzvah of Shofar is an essay, the Gemara says, Yantiv is allowed in an essay, and Enes Adav Alas, a save essay. Yantif is allowed in an essay, and Enes Adav Alas, a save essay. So you can't violate an Isser Malacha in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So if you look in the Ran and Rosh Hashanah of the Testament days, why is it that I can't violate an Isser in order to go ahead and to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar? The Gemara says, because Yantif is lav and essay, so you can't do Malacha for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So the Ran writes the following. This reason that the Gemara gives, of Esti Nochalosa say, the Ran writes, Kushti Dimil Sakamar. The Gemara is telling you a true statement. That Yantif is lav and essay, so you can't violate Meleches Yantif for the purpose of Tkiyah Shofar. But the Ran writes, but you don't need this reason. Even if Yantif wouldn't be lav and essay, even if it would just be a lav, you still wouldn't be able to do so. Because Dama Be'ina, Dama Aker Halav, L'makayim essay, because you need Be'ina. The Ran writes, the Gemara's reason is true. There's no possibility of essay nofalosis when it comes to Yantif, because Yantif is lavin essay. But you don't need that reason. Even if it would just be a lav, you still can't apply essay nofalosis in the Kisi Adam case, because it's not considered to be bidden at all. So if you look in the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Taf Mem Vav, in Sivkot and Beis, here the Magen Avraham quotes the name of the Shibalei Halekeh, that not Tkiyah Shofar also is considered like a mitzvah derabbanan. It also is a mitzvah chashuv. And that's why the Gemara had to come on to the reason of Enes Ego Chalosa Seh Vesey. Because if all it was Enes Ego Chalosa Seh, the Idna would not be an insurmountable obstacle. Because maybe one could argue that his shofar as well. Like, what's happening? I don't have a shofar. So it's like the Gemara's case of tefillah. So the entire tzibur is not able to be able to see the mitzvah shofar. And therefore, if the only problem was the idna, that the Magen Avraham writes that we could have worked out. That's like the Tosos. And Daf Nun Tes, the willingness to assume, I said, oh, what else say? Even if it's not bidden, as long as you can demonstrate it's a mitzvah rabba or a mitzvah derabba. Elsewhere, Tosus understands this Gemara is very different. The Gemara Shabbos in Daf Dalel Amud Aleph is a fascinating sugya, but not a Sidha Falosa. A very different type of sugya. Katei Mishro Shetiske. Not a Sidha Falosa. Do we ever argue that it's worth doing an Avera to fulfill a mitzvah? It doesn't meet the requirements of Esed Ochalos Asay. But maybe sometimes the means could justify the end to the point that an Aver could be justified with Tzorach Mitzvah. For example, right, the Gemara is talking about a case of Rediyah Sapas. It's Shabbos. And I see a person took dough, plastered it on the inside of their oven, on the wall of the oven, and walks. So far the person has not done a malacha. Let's assume for no reason the guy lights out, he lucks out, and all of a sudden there's a power outage, and the oven kicks off, and the dough never bakes. He doesn't violate the malacha of Ofer. Avir requires primas panim. It has to bake. But that doesn't happen. The oven is burning, right? It's about to bake. Yeah, but you know what I can do? I can take it out of the oven. And if I take it out of the oven, I'm going to save him from violating an issur d'oraisa, kibbutz Shabbos. You know what the problem is? It's plastered on the wall of the oven in such a way, that's the case of the Gemara, that to chisel it off of the wall of the oven, that's what is called radia sabas, that's an issur d'oraisa. And that's what the Gemara discusses, is it worth it for me to violate an issur d'oraisa to save someone else from Mr. Skiva and Issur Karis? Is it worth doing so? That's a fascinating sugya. That's not Esed El Chalosa saying. But that's what the Gemara calls, when do we assume the concept of Chatei Bishoshi Yizkai? It's similar to what the Gemara is saying, Vamos Nav Tzadi Abeis, that Yesh Koach B'yad Chacham Lachar Dov Men HaTorah. You know, sometimes the Chachamim have to make an Hashara. True, this isn't ideal, but it's better than. And the Rav of the basic, Vachos Mamrim, gives you the Mashal, of Kishem Sharofei Chotech Ever Echad. Sometimes Rachman Vatzlam, a doctor has to amputate a limb. That's the lesser of two evils. So the Rambam writes, just like that's true, sometimes Yesh Koach Yachacham Lachar Dov Men HaTorah. And sometimes one could envision Chatei Bishoshi Yizkai. That's what the Gemara terms an Aver Lishma, doing an Aver for the right reason. An Aver Lishma. So when Tosfos discusses this concept, Aver Lishma, Tosfos writes, oh, that's Rabbi Elazar, Meshachar Al Pei Lashara. Not Nesid Ochalos to say, it's not Bidna. That's a new concept. An Aver Lishma. Sometimes it's worth it. It's worth doing an Avera in order to accommodate a mitzvah. But you know, that's not so simple. Right? You have to then be able to demonstrate that the mitzvah far outweighs the Avera. That requires somewhat of a Hashara. When is it worth it? So the Chachamim tell us, it is worth not blowing shofar to safeguard Shabbos. Gzeira d'rabba. Yeah, but that requires, right, that insight, that wisdom, to be able to determine that on the scale of things, this outweighs this. That's what Tosfos understands. That's what Tosfos also explains. You know, that's why now all these sugyas are so dramatic. It's not just simply that there's a mitzvah, oh, there's a mitzvah d'rabim, or the nivrol mashim perivrivnia, that's why the world was created. Why is all that necessary? Because in order to allow me to meshachar my eved, that the eved can fulfill peruvu, a chatei bishul sheyizkeh, you have to demonstrate what is gained far outweighs that which is lost. So that's why the Mishnah is showing you that it's true in this case. Pesach or peruvu or mitzvah derabim, that alpidin is what we call a chatei bishul sheyizkeh. So Tosfos has two very different ways of understanding all these cases. One is a very technical hagdara of Esed El Chalosa saying, with a great chiddush that even though it's not bidden, it still applies. And the other is that now it's working with this balance of Chatei Bishul Sheyizkeh. Is there any difference between Chatei Bishul Sheyizkeh as opposed to Esed El Chalosa saying? Rav Shachter and Ikvei Hatzon and Simon Gimel suggests that these two principles are very, very different. Is any kapara necessary for what otherwise would be an avera salama? A person is mishachar the eved for good reason. Does a person need kapara for the act of being mishachar the eved? If it's Esed El Chalosa saying, you don't find that any kapara is needed at all. A person has a bag of dal kampos that's made out of fishtan, and the Torah insists that you have to put on tcheles, which is gold. What, so a person needs ritzer or kapara for violating tcheles? That's what the pasuk says. But when something is nuanced, when something is a balance, that's not so simple. Maybe in those cases, kapara is necessary. Kapara is necessary. I'll give an example. Tosfos writes, in Tainus and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says a nazir is a chotei. That's why nazir brings the karma chatas. So Tosfos says, what do you mean, nazir is a chotei? It brings karma chatas. But doesn't the Gemara say, what's the smicha saparashios of sote and nazir in Parshas Naso? Haroah is sote v'kokulo, yazir atz min hayayin. So Tosa says, how can you say it's a chait when the Chazal say this is what you should do? So Tosa writes, that's not a stira. Sometimes a person is faced with, right, a difficult decision. There's an element of Avera in every turn. And sometimes you have to opt for the lesser of two evils. But it doesn't mean that it's scot-free. It would be an Avera not to become an Azir. Just to let it go. So to be Kukula. And therefore, becoming an Azir also has an element of Avera. You have to be Karban Chatos, Karban Zakapar. But you know what? It's worth it. It's a worthwhile Avera. But Ritzui Shuv is necessary. That's Tosas is Kiddush. Tosas compares it to a person who has, right, a terrible dream on Lel Shabbos. That's what the Gemara writes. A very great Kiddush. No, that's Tosas' mashal. Right? That you have to fast the Tanya Salam on Shabbos. And then you have to fast during the week because you're a Mevatel the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. So it sounds very unusual. That's Tosas writes. No, you're told that the Halacha insists that you fast. And then you're told that you have to fast as a kapara for doing what the halacha says I should do. That's what Tosa says. No, that's kind of an aver lishma. A person can be in a situation where, you know, we don't live in an idyllic world, and therefore either turn can have an element of avera, and you have to machino hakala talchila, opt for the lesser of two evils, but even that has an element of avera. It's an interesting finish. So when a person is engaged in aver lishma, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's b'li chet, b'li pega. Sometimes tshuva, in fact, is necessary. If it's esed ochalosa, say that's not the case. If, however, it's a chate b'shul she'izke, then ritzui kapar is needed. The Netziv also points out in the Harchev Dover, in Parshas told us, in the bottom of the Emek Dover, the Netziv in Parshas told us writes, there's another difference, and that is Lishma. Lishma. That's a fascinating definition. When it comes to cases of Esed or Kolosis, in that instance, then, look, ideally, you know, I should have proper kavana for everything that I do. But let's assume, for example, a person's kavan is not pristine, a person's kavan is insincere. But that's the chalosa say will still apply. When it comes to chatei mishul sheyizkin, there, the Netziv points out in Archei Dovar, kavanas sagavra is critical. It's an interesting issue. What is the role of kavanas sagavra when it comes to butcher, when it comes to dechuya? That's that person, the Shomer Shabbos. He would never drive on all of a sudden, just be kuach nefesh. He gets in the car to save a person's life. That's a mitzvah rabba. Let's assume, for example, a woman is in labor, right? They call the taxi. The taxi driver shows up and says, where do you want to go? He'll take you anywhere, right? He'll take you to the game. He'll take you to the hospital. You happen to tell him, oh, my wife is in labor. Let's go to the hospital. Is that called pikuach nefesh, which is dochi surim? He would have taken you anywhere. His motivation for driving has nothing at all to do with the fact that it's pikuach nefesh. Is there an element of chet or is there an element of chet? Obviously, if a person is doing it for the purpose of pikuach nefesh is dochi surim, that's a samutra, right? But if that had nothing to do, that was absolutely incidental, right? This is so simple that that's true. It's an issue the Beis Halevi discusses. Let's assume, for example, a person has to be taken to the hospital on Shabbos. Should I be dafka call and ask for the Jewish driver? Because far better that the Jewish driver should take this person to the hospital than take the next call where he's taking somebody to a game. Or is he arguing? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If that wasn't part of his mindset, right, irrelevant. Right? To what extent is pikuach nefesh required at kavanas sagavra? It's an interesting issue. This touches the sugya of hoil, something that may involve. Right? A person is cooking because he's having a big party Motzei Yontif. And Rava says, midaraisa, that's not an issur, there's no malchus. Because you know what? If guests were to come, holy glory from Chazilei, give me the food. That's called och nefesh an yontif. What's the great chiddush of Rava? That we ignore kavanas sagavra. If a person is cooking for yontif, that's called och nefesh. If a person is not cooking for yontif, he's cooking because he has a party tonight. So Rabbis, it doesn't matter. That's called Melech HaSalcha Nefesh. The Kavanah Sagavra is not relevant. It's a fascinating issue when Kavanah Sagavra plays a role. When do we consider it to be that which is irrelevant? Vashem Shat, one could argue that when it comes to cases of an Aveira Lishma, there Kavanah Sagavra is considered to be critical. You know, Abishol writes, our practice, for example, is not to have Yibum Bizman HaZeh. Because Abishol says that, wait a second, you're right, of course, it's clear from the Pesukim, the Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus the Mitzvah Chalitza. But Abishol says, you know what, that's only true if a person's Kavanah is pure, is pristine. Why is he doing it? Right? Hakim Shem Lachim Amen. What if that's not the person's real motivation? What if the person very much desires to be married to a sister in law? His brother dies, and now there's such an opportunity. So Abishol says, Kibbut Pogia Be'erv. Kibbut Pogia Be'erv. That's what Abishol says, in practice, do chalitza, don't do yibum. Because I'm afraid that a person's mindset will not be the Shem Shemayim. And that's Kibbut Pogia Be'erv, the Ramban discusses. Is that the Reis? Is that the Rabbanan? In other words, yibum is Doche Yishasach. But does that dechir require the Kavanah Sagavra that's being done purely the shame mitzvah? It's a fascinating issue. But perhaps that also is a difference, right, in these cases, between an Esseg HaKolosos as opposed to cases of Chatei Bishvil Shiyizki. But this impacts on our broadest issue about, again, being Meshachar the Eved, cases of Avelus HaNyantiv, to what extent Simcha is considered to be bound up with Adil Regel, as Tosus maintains, to what extent is the Rambam and the Rana? Mitzvah Mukhar. Right? But nonetheless, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Simcha even Bizman Hazin. This machlok is Tosus and the Rambam, where Simcha Bizman Hazin is deraisa de Rabbanon. Perhaps not fully Mukhar, but certainly it's linked, right, to the issue of the mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. See, if one assumes that Simcha by definition, as Tosfos writes, don't cut me a dollar, is Aliyah L'Regel, the Sam HaKavanos, and anything else that's only Drabanan, maybe it wouldn't be impossible, but it would be a great chiddush to assume that there would be a mitzvah of Simcha Daraisa on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur when there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, when there is no mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim. Based on Shavuos and Sukkos, yes. But when there's no mitzvah sadi in the regular, when there's no chiyuvah, v'chalt Hashem mitnei Hashem elokeinu. So how would you envision Simcha and Rosh Yom Kippur? Just like the Zman Hazeh tells Simcha Drabana and Rosh Yom Kippur l'chora, certainly. But once you see the Rambam Shita, that Aliyah in the regular, HaKramas HaKramas, is one way, but everything else is daraisa as well. Sharmin Yismachos. So, Bechorah, then one could possibly suggest that Simcha is not limited to only Shalosh Regal and Mitzvah of the Regal. Simcha is not limited to Achilas Kodeshim. And therefore, perhaps even when there's no Chiyuv of Achilas Kodeshim, there still is a Mitzvah of Simcha. If there could be indications in the Rambam Shita that there is a Mitzvah of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, or on Yom Kippur, one could argue, oh, that's the Shita saying, and the Rambam's understanding of Simcha Bizman HaZeh. Are there such indications in the Rambam? So, two Rambams. Number one, the Rambam I mentioned, Perevav Vachas Yantin. This is a Diyuk of Rosh Hashanah, where the Rambam writes the following. Shiva Simei HaPesach, so 7 days of Pesach, Shmona Simei HaChag, all the days of Sukkot. So all the days of Pesach, all the days of Sukkot, and then the Rambam writes, Im Shar Yom Tovim, together with every other Yantin. There's a mitzvah deraisa v'samach l'chagecha. What is the Rambam referring to? Every other Yantin, but there's a mitzvah deraisa simcha. What is this Shar Yom Tovim? The Rambam already mentioned every day of Pesach, every day of Sukkot. What's left? No, one day of Shavuos. When is there a mitzvah d'arais of Simcha? So Rav Zhulti says, diuk is that it would appear from the Rambam in Shar Yamim Tovim that the Rambam, right, is going well above and beyond a single day of Shavuos. But perhaps embracing Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, perhaps somewhat of an indicator that that is the Rambam Shita. But furthermore, perhaps even more Mulchach, is the Rambam in Hilchos Tanakh. Targum Halacha Vav. The other one discusses the Chiyuv of Halal. Halal, the Ramban is Mufurish, the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs, that Halal is part of the Mitzvah Simcha. The Samach the Bechagecha does not just simply mean, as the Rambam said, Simchas Kreisa. It means Halal Vehodah, that's part of the Mitzvah Simcha. The Ramban is Mufurish, that Halal and Simcha go hand in hand. And you know, the Gemara is very bothered, Erech in Adaf Yud, why is there no Halal on Rosh Hashanah? Why don't people sing Halal? The Gemara is quite troubled by that. Why don't you recite Halal? Maybe we would have thought the Gemara should just assume that, of course, the Svar HaChitzona should be the starting point. Why should there be Halal? The Gemara is troubled. Why is it that we don't do so? And that's the known Gemara that the Gemara answered that no, it's Sifrei Chem Esam Sukhon Efan HaTamar Mishira. Oh, what do you mean? This is a Yom Hadin. So you can start reciting Halal. So it's fascinating that the Gemara's starting point is there should be Halal. And the Gemara has to justify why Halal is not recited. So maybe the argument so goes. So the Gemara says, Halal is out of place. This is Yom HaDin, it's not Day of Simcha. When you look at that Rambam, Nechos Tanakh, Perek Gimel, Halach above, the Rambam writes the following, that Rosh Hashanah we don't recite Halal because they're days of Tshuva and so on. And the Rambam writes, Lo yimei simcha yaseir. It's not a time of abundant joy. Lo yimei simcha yaseir. It doesn't sound from the Rambam as though there's no chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah at all. The Rambam simply writes that Einam yimei simcha yaseir. It's tempered, it's balanced. Whereas Yom Tov is pure simcha, here you have to balance two things. You have to balance Simcha, and juxtapose that with the fact that it is Yom HaDin. So this is what Rav Tzvi Frank points out in the Mekorei Kodesh. Yom Lorim Simches, then would appear from the Rambam, that in fact there is a mitzvah of Simcha. An Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That then is Shitasei, because it's not limited to Aliyah L'Regel. And one could certainly envision that that's true. And even that issue, why no Halal? The answer is a balanced one. If you look in the Mordechai, in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah and Os, Tav Shin Ches, the Mordechai quotes Tudeas, right? Mahu li Isanos for Rosh Hashanah. Is it okay to fast on Rosh Hashanah? The Mordechai writes, Veheshiv Rosh Hashanah Asa li Isanos. Quotes that the viewer of Rabbeinu Nachshon. Today is in the Gaonim. Whether one is allowed or not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber writes in Tavkuf Tzari Zayin, Ochlin Shosin Usmeichin Ve'ein Nisanim Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramah writes, Yishonim, no mitzvah Yisanos. Mitzvah Yisanos. And today is in the Gaonim. Today is the Rishonim. Whether there is a mitzvah Tanis on Rosh Hashanah. Shabru even discusses in Kuf Pei Ches, Sifkot in Yavdes, we mentioned this earlier, that when you have to be chosen for a Tzer Yalav Yavo, that there's a Chiv Suda. If you forget to say Yalav Yavo, right, on Cholamoy, Rosh Chodesh, you're not chosen. So Shabru discusses in Sifkot in Yavdes, what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo Rosh Hashanah? If you forget Yalav Yavo on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you have to be chosen. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavo Rosh Hashanah? The Gaonim said there's a mitzvah of Yisanos. So, can I bid the Eved, like the Mechaberev, even though we wash for Shalosh Shuddis, bid the Eved, the Rishon, they say, you don't have to wash for Shalosh Shuddis. That's what the Mechaberev and Reish Sani Aleph, so Kupeches, the Mechaberev, you forget, but say, Shalosh Shuddis, you're not chosen. You can be so Mechaberev another day on. So the Rishabur discusses it, say, cut in your desk. Rishabur writes, when it comes to the Siddhas HaLaila, everyone should be exempted from chosen. When it comes to Suda Sayyam, since the practice of the Gaonim was to fast on the day of Rosh Hashanah, comes already, right, the Mishmur raises the possibility that you don't compete. Birchas, I forget to say Alaviyah. But again, if there's a mitzvah simcha, there's nisertainis. If not, then that'll be the case. If you look in the Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, in Perek Dalet, in Simen Yud Dalet, the Rosh discusses the two minhagim in the time of the Gaonim. Do you say the bracha of Ahasienim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Rosh writes in the Yeshivas of Surim Pabadis that he used to say, Moedin v'simcha, chagim v'zmanim nasas on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh writes, Rav Haigon said that no, ein minag lomar chag yizan nusasa. The Rosh writes, our minag apasha is to follow the Shita of Haigon, not to go ahead and do that. We say, v'varach emes v'karim la'ad. We don't mention simcha in Kiddush or simcha in Shemon Esrei. We don't do so. Is that an indicator that there's no mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Not necessarily. When you look in Shofar Aruch, that's when the Mechaber writes that we do not say more than the simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So if you look in the Gaon, right, the Bir Hagra on Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Pebeis. So the Makoros of the Gaon are vital, right? So the Mechaber writes, don't say more than the simcha. So the Gaon writes, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. You know what Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis is? That's Sugi of Hallel. That's the Gaon. Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Erech and Afyun. Hallel Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Gaon assumes that our minhag of a high Gaon, that you don't recite more than the Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that's because of Hallel. In other words, just as you don't say Hallel, but the Rama writes, despite the fact that it's a day of Simcha, it's not Simcha Yisera, and therefore it doesn't warrant Hallel. There's no overt Simcha. So too, the same is true with the recitation of more than the Simcha. It doesn't mean there's a denial of Simcha entirely. But it's balanced, it's tempered, it's not Simcha Yisera. You balance, right, the Simcha Sayom with the Yom Hadin. And therefore, just as no Hallel, we don't recite more than the Simcha. That's the Kiddush of the Gaon comments. So that's you. We assume halacha, for example, what we started with. Rosh Hashanah is Sosa Avelos. Shabbos isn't Sosa Avelos. Tosos writes because on Shabbos there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha is Sosa Avelos. Kohen Gadol Avirei, Yisrael Berego. Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Shivim. Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Shloshim. Person is in Shiva, Rosh Hashanah comes, Shiva's over. There is an element of Simcha when it comes to Rosh Hashanah as well. If you look in the Rosh, the very end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh writes, why should that be? After all, if it's a Yom Hadin, why is it that Ochlin, Bishosin, Ein Misanin, why should that be? So the Rosh quotes the Rav Yav, based on the Yerushalmi, that writes, you know, Mi Goy Godo. What is the uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael? Where do you see the Knesset Yisrael is kind of set apart from the Muslim? And the example the Rav Yav writes in the Yerushalmi is how we experience a Yom Hadin. When a guy has a day of judgment, and he's summoned before a king, right, or a judge, it's a day of Avelos. Right? And therefore, Lovesh u'miskasa shorim. He wears black clothing. Megadol zekano. He wouldn't shave on that day. Eno chotek tziparnav. He doesn't cut his nails. Right? We, the Rosh Rites, that's our uniqueness. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, but there's Simcha. And therefore, we wear fine clothing. Ochen v'shosin, enis anin. That's part of the uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael. And why exactly is that true? The Ha'aza, Simcha, and Yom Hadin, language of the Rosh, Lefi Shiyodim, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Osam, and Nisim. Because we know that on Rosh Hashanah, Dirshu Hashem, Be'im Atzal, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform an ace. And what is that nes? Mata es din lakavstas. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us with the Midas HaRachamim. If you're summoned before a melech, well, you know the melech will only invoke a Midas HaDin, so that day of judgment is a crushing time of avedus. But if a person is summoned before a melech who exhibits chesed and rachamim, so therefore we seize that opportunity of tshuva. If simcha is v'samachta lifnei Hashem lokecha, isn't that exactly what tshuva is? V'shavta ad Hashem lokecha. If simcha means developing that closeness, and that's what is accomplished through the process of din and tshuva, so therefore, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, of course, is a moment of great simcha. Yom Kippur begins, the Gemara Erev and Daf Mem, and we said a Shechiyanu, unusual. The Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, Shechiyanu is associated with mitzvah sheis po simcha. Tosa says you don't recite Shechiyanu bris, because it's hardly Yinuka, there isn't real simcha. Yom Kippur, we begin with a Shechiyanu. The source of the mitzvah of Tosefes. The Ram doesn't have Tosefes Shabbos, and doesn't have the Tosefes Yom Kippur. A mitzvah d'oraisa to begin Yom Kippur early. Unusual, right? We would think of kind of these days, Rosh Yom Kippur, right? As you may hadin, you know, Agduri Parnus Loma Kabinim, the Gemara writes. No, you have to be Doche Tainis. You never push these things up. You always push things back. Right? And all of a sudden, right, when it comes to Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah lehosif mechol hakodesh, a mitzvah to recite a bracha of Shechiyanu. It demonstrates the opportunity, right, of tshuva, the opportunity of Yimei Hadin. And that is the biggest source of simcha. Maybe even to the extent that there one can experience simcha even without, right, a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. Aniyantiv, lifnei Hashem requires that a person has to be olerega. Maybe one could suggest an impossibility. The Kedusha Seyim of Yom HaKippurim, like, means that a person can find himself Bifnei Hashem even without the need to be on the radio, even without the Sar HaKabbas. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The Samach Lifnei Hashem Lokecha, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The possibility of Lifnei Hashem, right, can be found in every case. No, the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah Chava that Ki HaShofar, right, Kelifnim Domi. The mitzvah of Ki HaShofar is comparable to Avodah done in Kodesh HaKadoshim. It means that the mitzvah Sayyam of Ki HaShofar, right, that's able to attain what normally is only attained through Aliyah L'Regel and Avodah Sakarbanos and being Bifnei Hashem in Mikdash. So that, no doubt, that gives rise, that elicits a great sense of simcha. So it's balanced, as the Rambam writes. You can't minimize, underestimate, right, the status of the Yom HaDin, right? But at the same time, if that opportunity elicits, right, a great sense of simcha as well. So again, perhaps to an extent, right, simcha and Rosh Hashanah could be, right, an extension of that machlokas, the Rambam tells us. So perhaps one could argue, right, Chiddush, that even Tosus would argue that Simcha b'Sma'a Zeh is only Drabanan, because you can't have Aliyah L'Regel, but in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the experience is a very different one. That even the Gvulin, right, one can experience the status of Bifnei Hashem, and perhaps, not only according to the Rambam, perhaps maybe even according to Tosus, one could envision the Simcha of Tshuva, the Simcha of Bifnei Hashem, Titor. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss some elements of the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. You can take a look at the sugya at the very end of Masechas Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel of Tkiya Shofar, Shalos HaShalos Shalosh, the Seder HaTkiyos, and the lengthy Tosfos that discusses various minhagim, how Tkiya Shofar is blown. So tomorrow we'll center on the mitzvah Shofar.